Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. That's what Isaiah saw when he understood Jesus would come to the earth. The angel that appeared to Joseph, Joseph was about to put his wife away or divorce her. He was betrothed to her, and she was found to be pregnant. And Joseph was kind of confused. He was going to divorce her because it wasn't his, and he wasn't about to go on Jerry Springer or Maury Povich. So he decided that he was going to put her away privately. And the Bible tells us that the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. And the angel said, "She, Mary, shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. For it is he that shall save his people from their sins." The angel understood that this Jesus would be the Savior of the world. Anybody glad for a Savior this morning? Another testimony was given by the wise kings that traveled hundreds of miles from the east. They said in Matthew, the 2nd chapter, the 10th verse, when they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshiped him. This kind of bowing was they went prostrate, recognizing the dignity of the babe that they laid their eyes on. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. When these kings saw this king, they laid down their crowns before him, recognizing him to be the king of all kings. They worshiped him and offered gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh to him. I love what the Apostle John said. He testified, saying, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that was made." Jump down to verse 14. It says, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. For from his fullness we have all received grace upon grace." Someone say grace upon grace. John testifies, and I love his testimony more than them all. He testifies that the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. He's timeless. He existed in eternity. He had no beginning. He had no end. The Word was with God from the very beginning. He's equal to God. Everything that was made was created by him. Remember in the beginning when God said, "Let there be light." That was the Word commanding the authority of God and forming everything that would come into existence. He was the Word, and everything was created by the Word of God. He was there in the beginning, and there is nothing that exists without his presence or his preeminence. It says that Word that was in the beginning with God, that was God, that Word became flesh. That's what we're celebrating today. That Word, the all-powerful Word upon which everything exists, that Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld the nature of God wrapped in flesh. Anybody glad that God came in flesh? As I was reading these testimonies, what people have said about Jesus, I said, you know what? I'm going to testify about Jesus too. Amen. I said, I'm going to write for myself what I think about him. And I made a list from A to Z. And so you guys ready to hear what I thought? He's my atonement and my amazing grace. He's my beginning and he's my benediction. He's the Christ and my conquering king. He's my dominant deliverer and death's destroyer. He's eternal life. He's my ever-present help in times of trouble. He's a faithful forgiver, my father, my friend, and my favor. He's generous and he's glorious. He's the highest of the high, my hope, my holiness, my healer, and my heavenly access. He's invincible, he's incomparable, and he's incomprehensible. He's just and the justifier. His name is Jesus is his name. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. I'm still tracking with the alphabet, y'all. He's merciful and majestic and oh so mighty. He's the name above all names. He's omnipotent, he's omnipresent, and he's omniscient. He's powerful and he's present. He's a quickening spirit. He's my redeemer, my reconciliation. He's my righteousness and my resurrection. He's my savior. He's my security and he's my sanctifier. He's my transformer and my testator. He's also my testimony. He's unlimited. He's unfailing and he's undefeated. He's valuable. He's victorious. He's wonderful and he's worthy of worship. He's my X, my Y, and my Z because I got tired. I don't know what he is to you this morning, but he's everything from A to Z. He's everything that you and I need. He is our salvation and our sanctifier. Who is he to you today? How do you see him today? I would challenge each and every one of us today to go home. And I did that right out of my own mind. I didn't go finding, searching, Googling and all that. I went and did that. Go home at some point this week and grab your ABCs and make a list of the credible God that you serve. Testify of his goodness. Talk about his mercy. Talk about how